to Home in Yeshua. This is Rabbi Deborah Brandt, and we're continuing in our 40 days in the shelter of the Most High. And right now we're focusing on who we are in Messiah Yeshua. And this is so, so important for you as a believer to know. When I found out and started meditating on these scriptures and seeing what the Word of God, the Apostolic Scriptures, have to say about me as a new creation in Messiah Yeshua, I was set free of that condemnation that the enemy would bring back, and realize that that old person I was has died in Messiah, is buried, and as far as he's concerned, does not exist anymore, that I am a new creation in him. This is day 14, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be a Mashiach, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So the key word here is new creature. If anyone is united with the Messiah, he's a new creation. This verse is sometimes adduced to show that Jewish believers are no longer Jewish because the old has passed. But Shaul is not talking about whether Messianic Jews are Jewish. He is talking about the fact that believers are now reconciled with God. Their old, unreconciled, sinful lives have passed into history, but they remain human beings with human characteristics and associations. They do not become abstract entities divorced from their past. So even though we may have memories of our past, and even though the enemy may try to bring back bad memories of our past, we have authority to rebuke those thoughts in Yeshua's name, and spiritually we have become new creations in him. That old life is gone, even though our looks haven't changed, our personality hasn't changed. Some things of our life have obviously improved because Messiah is ruling and reigning in our life, but we are still are the persons God created with the gifts and callings, but we are new creatures in him. That sinful life no longer has control over us. Vine's word studies, a new creature, is the word kitiosis, or creation. The word kitios is used in three senses in the New Testament. Number one, the act of creating, as in Romans 1:20. The sum of created things, as Revelation 3:14 and Mark 13:19. And a created thing or creature, as Romans 8:39. The rabbis used the word of a man converted from idolatry. He who brings a foreigner and makes him a proselyte is as if he created him. So in other words, he is no longer a pagan. He is now a proselyte, one who is a part of the Commonwealth of Israel. Number four, we're the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh, 1 Corinthians 6:19. What? Know you not that your body is a temple of the Ruach HaKodesh, which is in you, which you have of Elohim, and you are not your own? So key word here is temple. The context of these scriptures, 1 Corinthians 6:15 to 19, is regards to sexual sin. These are notes from the Aramaic English New Testament by Andrew Gabriel Roth. Sexual sin goes far deeper than the body. The sexual sinner brings sin upon himself rather than his partner, and vice versa, unless, of course, rape or abuse is involved. A person's spirituality is blinded by sexual permissiveness, unclean or undisciplined sexuality. Sexual sinners, regarding those who have not repented of sexual sin, are not part of the congregation of Yahweh, where they put their lusts of the flesh in a higher place than their renewed spiritual man. Religion has long been used as a cloak to hide sexual sin. In modern Judeo-Christian religions, it is not uncommon for pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, deacons, and ministers to have multiple marriage failures and divorces, all manner of sexual sin and homosexuality. From such moral failure and spiritual immaturity, theologians have developed ideas and theologies about sexuality that have turned evil into good and good into evil. Not only does sexual sin bring extreme damage upon the individual, their families, and the entire congregation, but is also empowered by demonic religious spirits that attach congregations and other individuals who are not involved in sexual sin. See 2 Peter 2:13 and 14. We are called to come out from among such congregations and not sit under the authority of a man or woman who has not learned the set-apart way of sexuality and spirituality that is pleasing to Yahweh. Unrighteous people will have no share in, literally, will not inherit the kingdom of God or God's rulership. A translation that perhaps fits the context here better, since very great prerogatives of rulership have just been discussed, judging the universe, including angels. In 4:20, the kingdom of God is thought of as present, but in this verse, and at 15:50, it is future. Actually, it is both. So again, in order for us to rule and reign victoriously in Messiah, we have to be pure and set apart vessels of God. That's why Paul is saying we are the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh. It is a holy set apart temple. And when we live in sin, when we practice sexual immorality, it hurts the temple and it grieves our Father. Shaul is not saying that a single infraction will cause a person to lose his salvation, but that people who continue to lead a life of sin, who are habitual thieves, who intentionally go on committing one or more of the four enumerated varieties of sexual immorality, and who refuse to give up the other erogenous sins named, show by their behavior that they are not part of God's people. Mere mental assent to doctrines or the fact of Yeshua's messiahship is not sufficient for salvation, for faith without actions is dead. James 2:26. The idea that a person can profess belief in God or in Yeshua and still high-handedly go on sinning is repugnant to the writers of Scripture. Overly easygoing congregations bring shame on the Messianic community by soft-pedaling the need for believers to change their lifestyles. Such congregations produce complacent pseudo-believers. Some take advantage of the notion that God is gradually changing them, therefore justifying continued indulgence in their sins. God, who has made his way clear, has provided through the power of the Lord Yeshua the Messiah and the Spirit of our God everything we need to overcome known grievous sins like the ones named in these verses. We are not to presume on God's patience. Romans 2, 3-6. So again, we're reminded that our body is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh, and we need to keep that temple set apart and holy in the context of marriage between a man and a woman only. If we have issues, then we need to lay that down at the cross and submit those desires and repent of that sin that is contrary to the Word of God. And that goes for any form of sexual immorality, pornography. You know, Yeshua says to look upon a woman, you are just as guilty, and to lust after her, you are just as guilty of idolatry. And that goes for women looking upon a man lustfully as well. We need to repent of that. We need to guard our eyes. We need to guard our ears. We need to guard our hearts, and again, live a holy and pure life the way God created us to be. And that's why it's important to know who you are, to meditate on these scriptures. And I have many that we're going to talk about as we go again along the way. I know that, you know, we all have past, but that's under the blood. And if you truly love Messiah, you're going to love in a way that you're going to love and walk in a way that is pleasing to him. And you know what? We all have struggles, but he has freed us. He has already done everything we need. He's already given us the key to that jailhouse to get out. We just need to lay it at his feet and put the flesh under and walk after the Spirit, not the flesh. Father, I pray for those now who are struggling with sexual immorality and wrong desires. Father, we just take authority over that demonic spirit in the name of Yeshua. Father, we just take authority over those wrong thoughts. And Father, I pray for that person that they would submit themselves to you, Father. and walk that holy life. And if they are single, Father, you are very capable of bringing the right person across their path, Father. But as they are waiting, Father, I pray that they would keep themselves sexually pure, Father, in their thoughts, in their words, and in their deeds, in the name of Yeshua. Thank you, Father, that we are new creations in you. Thank you, Father, that you dwell within us. Thank you, Father, that we live in a way that will bring glory to your name. In Yeshua's name, amen.